makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. There's a new Texan in town, and he's a pass rusher. The team signed outside linebacker Roosevelt Colvin today. And fans, remember, the Texans have two-game packages on sale. You can get a deal on tickets for two exciting games.
Flight 72. Flight 72.
The Texans were committed to getting a pass rusher opposite defensive end Mario Williams. Now, they have one in Roosevelt Colvin.
Well, I think just the opportunity to come to a new team, a fresh start, something different is exciting to me. They're sort of icing on the cake with the young guys that they have, that they've been able to develop the last couple of years on the defensive side of the ball. And I would never say or try to proclaim that I'm the answer and I'm the one to be the person that's going to propel them to Super Bowl championships. But at the same time, I feel like I'm just a piece of the puzzle, and I think if you can get a group of guys that can understand that, everybody has their specific roles, and if you can do your job the best you can, then the guy next to you doesn't have to worry about doing it for you. You benefit, that much more better as a team. And so, I'm excited about the opportunity. New faces, new situation, new community, new team. Hopefully same old Rosie, which is a guy that goes out, works hard, and does everything he can to make plays and win games.
Colvin is a 10th-year pro who left the Patriots in February after suffering a foot injury. The linebacker said he is healthy now and willing to be used wherever the Texans need him.
My passion is rushing the passer. It's something I do. I feel like I do well. I can bring some experience into a team. I feel like I'm versatile enough to play a couple different positions. So whether or not I'll be playing offensive line or quarterback, defensive end or linebacker, it remains to be seen. But I think as we try to go forward from here, the most important thing is that I remain healthy, not just myself, but everybody on the team. And I try to get my role and what that's going to be, whether it be, like I said, what position that will be, it remains to be seen. But just the opportunity to get in here and speak with the coaching staff and get the opportunity to gel with the other players is the most important thing.
Colvin most likely won't be used as an every down back and will come in on passing downs.
Well, I think, at the point in my career, I'm, this will be my 10th season. Although I don't have a lot of miles on my body, I have a couple things that have helped me back a couple seasons. And so, being a veteran, you try to use those tools the best you can. And so, the role to what it's going to be, what it will be, like I said, could change at any moment. And so, I'm prepared regardless if it's going to be 70 plays, which you don't want to play 70 plays because that means you're probably not winning those games. But 70 to 80 plays or 20 to 30 plays, whatever it may be, to help the team benefit and get the job done defensively.
Colvin is from Indianapolis and had been talking to the Colts, but he has roots in Houston with his grandparents living in the area. Colvin's agent, Kennard McGuire, said that connection and a close relationship with GM Rick Smith made the Texans an easy sell.
It's not so much a convincing. I think it's more important the fact that there is a relationship that's in place from both sides. I think that the relationship that Rick and Rosie have goes back beyond. And also, I don't think there's any secret about the relationship that Rick and I have. Obviously, I think that Rick is a part of my Fave Five. So from a communication standpoint, we've always felt that this was something that would come to fruition.
One last thing, you can join the I'm a Texan Club now on HoustonTexans.com. It's like Facebook, but for people who love football. As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Tuesday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream.